Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by David Minchin, who's CEO at Helium One. Hi today, David.
Great to meet you, Zach.
Right, new company, relatively new, just a few weeks on the stock market. Already the Share Talk stock of the year for 2021. You've had good trading, a lot of interest I've seen from professional investors, as well as obviously the retail people as well, but to people who have been around the block seem to be very keen on your company. Just tell us what Helium One is and what it does.
Helium One is an exploration company focused on the Rukwa project in Tanzania. We're exploring high-grade primary helium. Helium is sort of one of those unsung commodities, which is the fuel of the modern world, and it's in critically short supply at the moment, which has been reflected by increasing commodity prices over the past 12 months. We have a globally strategic asset, a resort of 138 billion cubic feet, which is more than enough to supply the entire world demand for over 25 years, or more realistically, a sensible portion of world demand for over 100 years. We've raised £6 million via an IPO, so we're fully financed for exploration, beginning with an infill seismic campaign in Q1 of this year, and then moving on to do our first round of exploration drilling in Q2 of 2021.
I mean, is it exploration so much as just basically gauging the size of the asset, finding out where everything is? I mean, it's not the size of the asset; it's not the issue. It's actually just the practicalities of maybe getting to the gas. Is that right?
I mean, we have good indications of helium in the system. We've got helium seeping up to surface where we've measured concentrations of 10.6% helium. In a nitrogen gas mix. Now, to put that into context, existing production comes from anything from 0.3% to 0.05% helium in the gas mix. So this is a very high-grade helium source, which we're seeing at surface. What the drilling needs to do is to prove that there's trapping mechanisms which are collecting the helium in commercial accumulations beneath the surface. And that's going to be a key valuation driver for us in the first half of this year.
And in terms of this asset, you've got, you know, it's like a, you know, multi, you can have it for a century or whatever it is. The asset is yours for that period of time. What are the terms and how did you get the asset, in fact?
So we pegged the exploration ground back in 2015. We've got 4,500 square kilometres of exploration ground based on a discovery made by our technical director, Josh Blewett, who was reading articles on helium seeps at up to 10% from surface. And we pegged that ground based on a sound understanding of how helium is sourced from ancient continental crust and how it gets released into these reservoir trap seals. That we've had all of those renewed in September of last year. They're valid for another 3 years and extendable for another 2 years after that, beyond which we would be applying for mining licenses.
Right. So, I mean, that's pretty well set. And clearly, some investors might be slightly concerned about the geopolitical side or the rule of law side in terms of the asset. Is that something which you can reassure them on?
I tell you, we've been working in Tanzania for 5 years, and it's the fourth largest gold producer in Africa. It's home to several multinationals and listed junior companies. It's a place where things can get done and where business does happen.
Right, I've heard somebody describe your asset as sort of Saudi Arabia of helium. Is that a fair comment, you think?
This is genuinely globally strategic, and it's not often that something that is globally strategic like this comes onto the London Stock Exchange and is available for retail investors. Currently, helium is critically undersupplied. It goes into a number of high-tech and high-value end usage, manufacturing of semiconductors, fiber optics, etc. And it's totally irreplaceable in the uses where it's used. The existing production is inflexible, being as a byproduct from hydrocarbon, and there's a strong need for a new primary source of helium. And we are that source. We are the largest and the highest grade helium resource in the world. And in the event of exploration success, I think the strategic value of our asset will be picked up.
Could that be a sort of a nice problem to have, in the sense that somebody might just say, even before you get going, well, actually, I need helium. It's the equivalent of a rare earth element in what I do, and therefore let's just buy helium one.
The hurdles into production aren't something that we can't overcome on our own. We're talking about a capital cost of $50 million to build a plant that produces 350,000 MCF of helium a year. We definitely could bring it into production ourselves. However, if people are, if there's offers being made, these are the sorts of problems that we want to have.
And do you think that over, the post-COVID period, and given the way we're going with the sort of renewables and green and all that sort of jazz, let's say the ethical side as well, do you think that that's helped the valuation and the perception in the market of your company?
Well, that's absolutely true, Zach, because currently 100% of helium comes from as a byproduct of hydrocarbon production. And it's not a question of if, but it's a question of when. When do these major gas fields get closed down? When do they start reining back their production? Our helium is found alongside nitrogen, which can be vented into the atmosphere with no negative long-term environmental consequences. So we are a sustainable source. We are fundamentally part of the green revolution. And if you're going to have a zero carbon world, well, you're still going to want to have data centers to stream your Netflix from. You're still going to want to have space exploration. You're still going to want to have MRI scans to keep everybody healthy. All these things need helium.
Right. And is there a timeline yet to production? I mean, you mentioned the exploration side. Is there a timeline to production yet? Or is that something that you will update the market on later?
So first drilling will be in H1 of this year. After that, we've got to do probably 12 months of field evaluation and engineering to bring us up to a feasibility study level. After that, we'll be about securing offtakes, equity and debt to cover our capital requirement, and then 12 months of construction. So it's feasible or aggressive that we could be in production in 3 years' time.
Sounds very healthy. David Minchin, CEO at Helium One, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.